It is always a pleasure to welcome back to the Ralphie Radio Show, my people's hot shell Ray. Of course, we have Ian, Ryan, Nash, and Jamie. Jamie, what's up, man?
Not much. Just hanging out here and getting ready for a great show tonight.
Can we get a round of applause for Jamie, the first words he's ever said on my show?
Oh, yeah.
You were singling me out.
I gave you a heads up I was going to do this.
I actually don't remember that, but thank
you. Of course. It's been pretty busy for you guys since the last time we spoke, and we'll get to that in a second. But are you always silent during the interviews? Do you always defer to the others?
I generally try to keep it pretty silent, because if you let me speak for more than 30 seconds, bad things can happen.
Like what?
Like,
about to happen.
Like please. Cuss words.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's why we pre-tape on this show, so that we don't really have to worry about that. So feel free if you feel the need to drop an F-bomb or something.
I'll be kind. I don't want to do that to
Thank you.
Right
you. I really appreciate that. So yeah, so it has been a busy past, what, like, I guess 4 or 5 months. Obviously, the holidays went well. I didn't get to see you guys for then at all. And then you went overseas to tour with Taylor Swift. And Nash, we spoke briefly when I was talking with your girl, Katie Groves. We'll get to her in a second, too. Wow, a handful. But Australia, New Zealand, a blast, right?
It was one of the best tours we've been on. Taylor's crew was all really cool. The backstage hang was amazing.
Well, you were speaking about the crowds and about the people specifically in New Zealand. And I didn't have, again, because Katie was in the studio, I didn't really have time to like get the full story. But you said they were like super accommodating to you guys, right?
They're very, very polite and welcoming. Like, they're stoked that you're in their country. They're stoked that you're playing. I mean, they knew every word to every song, not just the singles, which is really cool for us because, you know, it kind of like gives us a validation of songs we wrote that haven't been on the radio yet. And to see them fall in love with those is really cool.
Hot Shell Ray's here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So yeah, Katie was in studio, and I actually put a solicit out before I started the interview on Twitter if anybody had any questions. And of course, she replies with one and wanted me to ask you guys if you've ever had any blow up dolls on the bus before. So Ian, I feel like a story's coming.
No.
From this.
No.
No story's coming with this.
Best answer ever.
Really, guys? What happened?
No.
Okay.
No, we had a...
Yes! I knew if I kept pressing, I'd get it.
No. One of our promo girls from the label just, for some reason, just showed up with one. And I just walked on the bus and it was just there, inflated, and it was awkward, and I ran to the back. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, something else that happened the last time we spoke, Ryan, you actually said it, and I didn't catch it at first, but after the fact, catching it was hilarious. You referred to Ian as Russell. And I know why you did, but can you explain to everyone else why?
It happens less and less now, but when he lets it go and his hair is down, people always come up to him and they're like, has anybody ever told you that you look like Russell Brand? And Ian's like,
no!
No! So why did you break Katy Perry's heart, Russell?
Just needed more than that. One is never enough.
Apparently not. All right, so let's talk about the next single from Whatever. It's Honestly, Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars. You got her in the music video. Yeah. Nice little cameo. How'd that come about?
You know what? We just reached out to her. Whenever we're doing things like this, we want to like make them as exciting and as fun and as unique as they can be. And having somebody from a show like that is always a really, really cool edge to add to the video. And we reached out to her, and she was just down to do it. And she was getting ready to go shoot a movie. And she had just enough time to stop in and do it with us. And it was a 17-hour shoot.
That's considered long?
It's typical for our videos.
We had been on tour and like no days off. We fly to LA, wake up, get to the shoot at 8 a.m., finish at 2 a.m., fly to Australia the next day, and started.
Wow.
So it was pretty much like killing us in a great way. Like, we had a blast shooting the video, but when we got to Australia, we just dropped.
Wrap it up with Hot Shell right here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You guys have that extremely busy schedule now, but for all the right reasons. Is it everything that you thought it would be, or?
It keeps getting better. It's everything that we thought it would be, but it's also surprising at the same time. To be able to have this job and, like, you know, have it take us to places that we're going, it's incredible. And you know, sometimes you have those moments where you just kind of have to go, like, is this real? Like, is this real life? And one of those moments for us was, like, when we were in Australia and we were out on a boat, we were on this boat with Taylor, and we were all just sitting there, like, you know, just trolling about in Sydney Harbor. And we were just kind of like, I was actually standing next to Taylor and I was like, this job is crazy. And it's just, that's the kind of
what
moment.
What does she say?
She agrees. I mean, she as big as she is, she knows too.
Hotshell Ray, again, the music video right now for Honestly is on Vivo and YouTube. It's got like over 3 million views. So congrats on that.
Thank
whatever
you very
in
much.
Stores. Fellas, I always appreciate the time.
Dude, we love talking to you.